It's one of the world's most visited cities, but the tourists coming to Paris might have to find alternative accommodation. Holiday rentals such as Airbnb are now facing a clampdown as iPad-wielding authorities seek out apartments with improper authorizations. The first step is finding them.
We can recognize the building's courtyard from the picture, so we're going to take pictures to have proof of the location.
In Paris, primary residences can be rented out on a short-term basis for a four-month period. But for all uninhabited and furnished residences, the landlord must ask for authorization from the local mayor's office. And for this flat owner who's being investigated, that's come as a surprise.
Once again, I think it's another one of these constraints that France does so well. It's a bit of a rearguard action.
Holiday rentals are a fruitful affair. In this building in Paris's central 6th arrondissement, an apartment measuring just over 1,700 square feet is on the market at 500 euros a night. The city of Paris is trying to clamp down on these offers to avoid the overinflation of property prices and apartments being left empty.
What is at stake here is the fate of Paris. Do we consider Paris to be nothing more than a haven for tourists? Or does Paris continue to be a city in which employees and middle-class families can continue to live? And if we wish for Paris to remain a city for its residents, that means we must protect housing to make sure they aren't transformed into fully furnished tourist flats.
According to the Paris mayor's office, there are between 20 and 30,000 furnished short-term flats listed every year, the majority of them illegal. And with plans to join forces with New York and Barcelona, the crackdown has only just begun.